boost, the government will continue channeling more financial resources towards promoting sports, arts and culture, which are emerging avenues for youth talent development. Head of the Directorate of Field Coordination and Co-Curricular Activities at the Ministry of Education Nelson Sifuna said that contrary to what many people may think, sports are not only for leisure but an important tool that can act as a wheel to transform lives in society. He indicated that sport is a powerful tool for the promotion of inclusion and the development of a positive self-image among youth. No matter what kind of sport it is no doubt nowadays a big source of living for many. Sport continues to be a driver of transformative change both for individuals and societies at large, which is why organizations use it to achieve desired change in various facets of life, Sifuna noted. Speaking at Nakuru High School during the official inauguration of the Term 1 Primary and Secondary Special Needs Education, SNE, Games Championships, the official said going forward talent will not only be on the sporting fields but will be developed so that it becomes a source of income and development for the young ones. The national event, which is also being held concurrently at Nakuru Girls High School, Karobin High School and Nakuru Hills Special School, showcased numerous sporting activities featuring learners with various physical impairments. He said this has been made possible by President William Ruto receiving a report from the Presidential Working Party on Education Reforms, which recognizes the participation of children in sports as one of the pathways in the competency-based curriculum, CBC. He warned against compromising on the quality of the sports as the government takes keen interest in developing and nurturing talent while investing enough resources. He also said that, currently, the Sports Fund, under the direction of President Ruto, has taken full responsibility for supporting national sporting events that are being held at Kenyan schools. The Sports Fund has gone a long way to motivate players, our referees, coaches, team managers and all those who are involved in this very important sport. It will also boost the standards of our competition, he added. Sifuna indicated that the move is intended to change the tide in the Kenyan sports industry by inspiring young athletes to aim for the world stage in their respective disciplines. He urged stakeholders to do what they must to improve the sports ecosystem and rallied the public to believe in and support sportsmen whenever they are in the field. The national chairman Special Needs Sports Kenya Francis Manyala observed that the government has rolled out a number of initiatives aimed at helping talented young people develop their skills, grow and be a source of encouragement to others in the future. Among the initiatives, he said, are the Talanta Hela and establishment of sports academies across the country in collaboration with schools, sports associations, and sports fund. Sports, he added, is a huge industry, and if well supported, it will experience huge growth and create employment opportunities for the youth. The official noted that since the sports sector is a significant pillar of Kenyan society that impacts directly on socioeconomic growth, no stone should be left unturned in nurturing and ensuring it flourishes. Kenya has a proud sporting history. Our sporting greats have reached the pinnacle of success, shattering world records and giving every citizen a reason to smile during competitions on the world stage. Are we as sports stakeholders doing enough to uphold this legacy? Posed, Manyala. We must set the stage for the stars and starlets coming up after the heroes we remember so fondly and vividly, like Wongila, Kipchoge, Kidenge, Turgut, Lorupa, Serafino, Olik, Waruinge, Bilali, Indereba, Malama, Adumbe, Patrick Njiru, and Jason Dunford, to succeed globally. That is our calling, he added.